From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Today in Belgrade, the list of charges against former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic continued to grow. Mr. Milosevic was taken into custody early Sunday morning after a lengthy standoff with police. He has been accused of financial irregularities, and today Serbian authorities also charged him with inciting his bodyguards to shoot at the officers trying to arrest him. And they've made public a large cache of weapons they found in the Milosevic compound. NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports from Belgrade.
Milosevic spent his second day in prison today in a windowless 8-foot square cell. But the former strongman, who until Sunday had numerous luxury villas, has been granted some prison perks. He has a cell of his own in a newly renovated wing nicknamed the Hilton, and he also has the luxury of hot water. The furniture, however, is Spartan, a bed, table, and two chairs. And like all other common prisoners, he needs to ask permission to watch TV, listen to radio, and read. Belgrade newspapers today reveled in supplying details of Milosevic's fall from defiant recluse to common prisoner. They described how his belt, watch, and documents were taken from him on arrival, and that he was given a bedsheet, a pillowcase, two blankets, and a meal. Milosevic is charged with conspiring with aides to steal about $400 million from the Treasury, a crime carrying a maximum sentence of 15 years. Today, a new charge could add another 15 years in prison if he's convicted. Speaking through a translator, Police Lieutenant Colonel Zretan Lukic explained that Milosevic's bodyguards wounded four policemen who were trying to arrest him early Saturday.
Criminal charges have been pressed against Slobodan Milosevic because of the suspicion that he was encouraging these individuals, inviting them to his residence together with other SPS and UL members, and all this to prevent the police from arresting him.
Lieutenant Colonel Lukic was asked about Milosevic's daughter, Maria, who at the moment her father was escorted away from his home by police, pulled a gun out of her bra and started firing shots at a government official.
Concerning the shooting by Maria Milosevic that night, we are now pressing charges, criminal charges against her. We confiscated the weapon. We also checked for the traces of gunpowder on her hands.
The Serbian police also showed reporters some portions of a huge arsenal they found in Milosevic's compound. In addition to two armored personnel carriers, the cache included 30 automatic weapons, three heavy machine guns, an anti-tank grenade launcher, 23 pistols of varying calibers, 30 rifle grenades, two cases of hand grenades, and other ammunition. There was also Milosevic's own personal gun, a gift from Yugoslav Army Chief of Staff Nebojša Pavković, with Pavković's picture and signature engraved. Milosevic has proclaimed himself innocent of all charges, and his lawyer Toma Fila said today that after the initial trauma of separating from his family, Milosevic is now in much better condition.
He is very calm and concentrated. He sees no reason why he should be in jail. He says prison conditions are good, even the food is good. The only thing he fears is being extradited to the War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague.
The attorney gave reporters copies of the appeal he filed today for his client's release from detention, an appeal, he said, written by Milosevic himself. Milosevic defends himself, saying that he has always worked for the neediest of his people. What bothers me the most, Milosevic writes, is to be treated like a criminal after all I've done for my country. Silvia Pajoli, NPR News, Belgrade.